Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. It's an exciting time here in the Cass County 4-H program as we just wrapped up a big re-enrollment push to get all of our youth re-enrolled in the 4-H program by November 1st. We are still taking enrollments for the rest of the year, but anyone enrolled or re-enrolled by November 1st was eligible for some fun prizes, and we will be giving away those prizes as well as celebrating the past 4-H year at our County 4-H Convention this coming weekend. That's set for this Sunday, November 10th at 2 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center. The event is jointly organized by our 4-H Youth Council and our Youth Action Committee. Members and leaders of all 12 4-H clubs in Cass County will be presented on stage to receive recognition for Record Book Project Awards and also to recognize the service of our local club leaders. Lots of different awards being given out at that program, and we invite all of our 4-H supporters, members, and leaders in Cass County to join us for 4-H County Convention this Sunday, November 10th. And you can find more information on that on our website as well or in the 4-H newsletter. Also, we are right in the middle of harvest right now, so a reminder to folks, whether you are involved in harvest or not, you're probably seeing some harvest-related traffic on the road. This is the time of year when there are more agricultural collisions on highways and county roads than any other time of the year, and the two most likely types of collisions are left-turn and rear-end collisions. Left-turn collisions happen when farm vehicles are about to make a wide left turn into a gate or small entry road that may not be marked as a normal road. Motor vehicles behind will pass without understanding the farm vehicles preparing to make a left turn into this field entrance. So definitely be aware if you are preparing to pass farm machinery, make sure they are not slowing down to make a turn. The other most common type of injury this time of year is the rear-end collision. Common this time of year because farm equipment and motor vehicles travel at very different speeds. Cars traveling 55 miles an hour on a highway may approach a tractor traveling about 15 miles an hour. The distance gap between these two type of vehicles disappears in about 5 seconds, which is hardly enough time for an alert driver to react and brake, much less a distracted driver. So again, be alert and aware as you travel the roads of Southwest Iowa this harvest season. It's a shared responsibility of both farm equipment and motor vehicle operators to keep our local roads safe. Also, the last couple weeks of potentially decent weather for working out in the yard coming up here, our Extension Turf Grass Specialist answers some common fall lawn care questions. First of all, is it okay if I skip the fertilizer of my lawn this fall? According to Adam Toms, Assistant Professor and Extension Turf Grass Specialist, fall fertilization is the most important step to help your yard for next year. Nitrogen taken up this fall will be converted to carbohydrates for the next growing season, or it will be used to help drive root growth this fall, and deeper root systems will help keep the plant alive through summer stress and drought in the coming year. Apply according to label directions in September and again in late October or early November. If you have broadleaf weeds in the yard, after the first frost is best control for these weeds. Frost kicks in a response for the plants to take whatever nutrients they have and move it to the growth point or the roots. This increases the effectiveness of most broadleaf herbicides to eliminate a higher amount of those weeds in the yard. You also want to spray with herbicide containing several different chemicals or active ingredients in it to increase the control of various weeds in your yard. And crabgrass. All common pests in yards. Keep in mind that crabgrass, goosegrass, and foxtail are all warm season annual grasses and are going to die anyway with the upcoming frost. At this stage in the growing season, you would have to apply an herbicide at least 3 times to try and get the weed under control, and even then the frost may kill it first. It will still come back by reseeding next spring no matter how it dies, so your best control of these weeds is to apply a pre-emergence herbicide in the spring to prevent those seeds from germinating. So basically, applying herbicide to prevent those warm season annual grasses this time of year is not effective. Also, a common question is, my yard was great 15-20 years ago, what happened? Most often what has happened is maybe you have some trees in your yard that have matured, and your yard has gone from a sunny yard to a shady yard in that time. It's a long time for trees to grow and fill out, and changing the amount of sunlight present in your yard can have a very significant impact on the grass and other plants in your yard. Kentucky bluegrass, which is a common plant here in Iowa, does really well in full sun, but not well with shade. You may need to start adding some fine fescues or perennial ryegrass to mix up your yard varieties each fall. You can also trim tree limbs up to allow more light into the yard as well. More information on common fall lawn care questions can be found in the Small Farm Sustainability Acreage Living newsletter available on the ISU Extension website. Of course, information readily available from a variety of sources. Whether you choose to stop in the Extension office, give us a call, 712-243-1132, or find us online at our website or follow us on Facebook. Lots of ways for you to access all of the information and resources available to you from Iowa State University Extension right here in Cass County. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.